What are we learning in this time? In this time that seems to keep us from being able to project into a future ahead of the day that we are in, how it is going to come out, how things are going to be. What are we learning in this time? What we are learning in this time is the reality of the present moment. The reality of the present moment. And how important it is to keep our straight lines in a relatively relatively ordered place. In other words, there are certainly things that we can keep a straight line about. We can keep a straight line about the things that we do in a day, whether they are simply what you have to do in a day or whether they are things that you want to do in a day. Now, to do that, it means you must stay away from perfectionism, because that will drive you to go past your day. It will drive you to go past your limit. It will drive you to spend energy that you do not wish to spend in this way on something that does not deserve your energy. So the straight lines that we can do are within the day. There is a bigger plan going on now. And of course, we understand why you would all want to know what that is. But that is not available at this time. But what is available to you is the day. And that is incredibly available to you. What you do, number one, with yourself in the day. And when you wake in the morning, we do not want your thoughts to go to the things you cannot move, even to the things you cannot finish. Certainly not to the things that you are accustomed to projecting into the future and getting the right answer. That is not what we want to think of early in the morning. So what we are doing is, we are saying, it is a day. It is my day. I will choose the thoughts that are going to serve me in this day. I will choose the straight lines wherever they might appear in this day. And this is where I will fill. And this is where I will walk with the universe, is in this time, in this day, in this moment. When you have thoughts, or even sometimes feelings, we're going to call them outliers. Thoughts and feelings that do not belong with you in the moment that you are in. If you take a little time to think about what happens when those thoughts or feelings are dominant when you wake up in the morning, if you do not reconfigure your thoughts and your emotions, where does that lead you? And if it is, as we say, an excellent way to ruin a day, to let the outlier thoughts and feelings rule who you are and how you are. Because your obligation is to yourself in the day. And we understand that your training has taught you to do this. A thing that woman was never taught was the ability to be content. Contentment is a beautiful energy because it allows whatever is to be enough and whatever you are in it to be enough. And it is such a beautiful thing to practice now. Contentment does not mean that you are not trying hard enough, that you are not ambitious enough. It does not mean any of that. Contentment means that you have made this beautiful peace with the day you are in, the moment you are in and the best possible thoughts and feelings that you can have in the day. Now, once again, with this lesson, we understand it is not perfection that we are looking for here, but it is a kind of higher level of knowledge. It is the ability to say to yourself, if you wake up in a place where your thoughts are outliers and your emotions are outliers, you want to say to yourself, and if I stay with these things, what do they bring me? We believe you will find that the thing they will not bring you is contentment. And the other thing they will not bring you is joy. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace come down around you. Breathe in peace, exhale fear. Feel the golden light of the universe above your head and feel your crown open and let that light pour into your body. Feel the energy flow into your third eye and give that third eye the energy it needs so that you are connected powerfully to your intuition and to the knowledge that that brings you. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. Let that golden light displace any critical material that you might be speaking against yourself or anyone else. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart. And feel the garden in your heart take in the light of the universe to continue to grow and to make a safe and loving place for you to rest. Feel the flow of golden light into the solar plexus and let that golden light displace any emotions you do not wish to carry forward. Make a place for joy and contentment. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace shame and judgment, moving it out of your body and out of your field. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light in your root begin to prepare an energy pattern, a pattern that will allow you to create, that will allow you to move into the world being created in a powerful, loving, creative place. Now let that golden light fill your body. Let it heal, rebalance, strengthen, so that you are golden. Now move your attention into your heart center, into your beautiful garden. See what is growing there and how the light shines on it. Go to a place where there is water and drink the water to refresh your spirit. Now look around and see that a path becomes lighted. And see that it moves upward. And feel that the very air around you is for you and is full of blessings, full of light, full of joy. And the energy that comes up through your feet makes you strong and wise. And moving upward without effort. Come to the place of the sun that brings warmth and light to earth, to you, and let the sun's energy enter you and make you whole. And begin to move upward again on the path. And come to the place of the waterfall. And know that the waterfall will wash away whatever you are carrying that you no longer wish to carry. Step into it. And feel the energy flowing all around you and through you. And that you are not carrying anything you do not wish to carry. Now reach into the base of the waterfall. And pull out a symbol, and it is a symbol of freedom from care. And look at the symbol, and remember, Now continue walking upward toward the place of the gift. And resting the mind, allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path, breathing in all the blessings that the path holds for you. And come to the place in your heart where you began. And breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.